right into the second quarter of the season. The Colts got San Francisco, Tennessee, Jacksonville, and Cincinnati. Let's talk about the 49ers.
Yeah, you think Frank Gore is going to circle this one?
Oh, yeah.
On his calendar, the all-time leading rusher in 49ers franchise history. Played a decade out there, Frank Gore.
There he is.
A 1,000-yard rusher for the Colts last season, the first time that the Colts have had one of those since 2007. I know he'd love to be playing at San Francisco, but nonetheless, he's going to see that red and gold, and I think he's going to love going up against his former team. So this concludes that NFC West kind of gauntlet that the Colts have to start the season, Carolina. I mean, four of your first five games against one of the better divisions in football from a few years ago. San Francisco has dropped off in that time span, but Chip Kelly in his second season, Kyle Shanahan taking over for Chip Kelly. That kind of concludes that, and then the Colts have that extra day leading into Tennessee in week six.
It does. A little fun fact, Frank Gore had 11 carries for 82 yards the last time that these two teams played, but it was for the 49ers. So
exactly.
He's coming on the Colts side, see what he does this coming season. All right, at Tennessee, here we go. We start with the AFC South at Tennessee, Monday night, primetime. I love this. I wasn't sure that Tennessee, I didn't jump out in my mind as a primetime game, but the more I thought about it, it makes perfect sense. I love this matchup.
It does, and this will be the lone Monday night game that the Colts have in 2017. Really, these two teams have played some absolute thrillers down in Nashville last season, of course, kind of Jack Doyle's coming out party.
It was.
That game-winning touchdown that Doyle had. Eric Swope had a big game down there. The Colts were really banged up down there at the skill positions, and they were able to have a comeback victory over the Titans. And we talk about the AFC South. It's no longer the Colts just having a stranglehold on this division. This first game against the AFC South this year in week six starts an eight-week stretch where the Colts will play five AFC South games. And this might be the toughest.
Yeah.
When you think about going down there to Tennessee in a hostile environment, you know, their crowd, they haven't had many primetime games.
Right.
I'd love to know the last time, you know, they've had a Monday night game. So I think that's something that you can circle on your calendar week six as a big game for the Colts as they try to get off on the right foot in the AFC South.
Have that three-headed monster down there with DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, and Marcus Mariota. And the last time that the Colts were at Tennessee, DeMarco Murray had 25 carries for 107 yards. Let's just say, let's hope that we can contain that running game down there in Tennessee, because you know that Tennessee is after blood with the Colts. Have not taken the Colts down as long as Andrew Luck has been the quarterback. And then let's look at Jacksonville. The AFC South continues.
Yeah, a home game against Jacksonville, so no more Wembley Stadium for the Colts. No trip to London to play Jacksonville. This will be down there. And when we talk about what I think this game is going to be at home. This is the home game against Jacksonville that the Colts are going to have in 2017. They will go to Jacksonville in December this year. The back-to-back divisional games, a chance early on, I think, Caroline, to get jump out to an early lead in the AFC South. The Colts have been playing catch-up in the division in the past couple of years. I think that's a big reason why that they haven't won the division. And when you look at what – I talked about it earlier, the stranglehold the Colts have had on the AFC South, since Chuck Pagano took over in 2012, they are 23-7 against the AFC South. They started 20-2. It's just 3-5 in their last eight divisional games. So that's got to change. And so these are big games that you've got to take care of. You have Jacksonville in your own building. I know you've struggled against the Jaguars the past two times here at Lucas Oil Stadium, kind of eked out wins. You need to get off to a better start in the AFC South.
I think something worth mentioning about Jacksonville, too, is who they've picked up in free agency. They've landed some really good defensive players, A.J. Bouye being one of them from Houston. Had a wonderful year last year, and now he's switching teams in the AFC South at Jacksonville. So it will be a new look again at another AFC South opponent, and then ending this quarter at Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals, the shortest road trip that the Colts can have. They will end the first half of the season down there in Cincinnati. I think similar to Arizona in the first quarter of the season, Caroline, this is a Cincinnati team that I think underachieved a little bit last year. You're going to look right here at Andrew Luck, one of his iconic plays, to Dante Moncrief in that wild card win that the Colts had back in the 2014 season as they made their march to the AFC title game that year. Cincinnati still has a ton of talent. Andy Dalton and that offense has a lot of skill players. If Tyler Eifert's healthy, he's one of the more dynamic tight ends in the NFL. You know that that's a team that I think is going to get back into the AFC North playoff picture. So I think this is a game that maybe right now when we look at it, we think, oh, it's just the Bengals. But I think come week eight, this could be, you know, two teams that are really gotten off to pretty good starts and two playoff teams here in 2017.
Yeah,